Beverly High Golf Coach Craig Wiley is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. Craig, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate having me.
All right. Hey, Craig, so you guys win the Northeastern Conference, then you come in fifth in the States in Division II. So let's start from the end and work our way forward a bit here. Tell us about this week's state matchups.
Well, the match was over at Maplegate. Fun little course. The boys were able to get out there over the weekend and play it a couple of times before we had the day yesterday. For the day, I mean, the boys played fantastic. They put it all out there. I asked them, you know, straight out before we went out, not to play your best round of golf of your life, because you're going to have many more of those, but just to play the best golf you can do today. And they did. They left there with their heads held high and put everything out there. Like, we finished with a 308 as a team, and 302 won it. So six strokes off, a little disappointing in the results, but still extremely proud of what everybody did this season.
Craig, I know that everyone played under the same conditions, but what were the conditions like, and how did that impact the match?
The course was in good shape. It was a little foggy when we were warming up on the range, but you know, with everything went on with the rules, I mean, it was just no lift clean in place. Everybody just played the ball down and just rolling it on the grass. But no, the conditions were good. The greens were in great shape. For the fact that it's almost November, the golf course held up and was a great track for, you know, the day's event.
So what five golfers competed then for you yesterday?
The six golfers.
Six. Okay.
So we had our number one was Aidan LeBlanc, and then we had Ian Paddock, Will Ryan, Jack Ryan, Dylan Hunter, and Ryan Avila.
All right, and who was number one among those six golfers?
That was Aiden. Aiden shot a 1-under 71. That finished him tied for third, I believe.
Oh man, that's a nice number for
a great number. The winning score, I'm drawing a blank on the player's name, but he shot a 68.
Oh, okay. Craig, so let's back it up a bit. So there was an event from the end of the regular season, so you won the Northeastern Conference, but what's happened, take us backwards, if you will, in time with some of the accomplishments of the golf team.
Well, last week we played in the D2 North Sectional over at Putterham, the one that backs up the Brookline Country Club, and we were fortunate enough to win. We were the D2 North champs. We finished at 297. We won the event by 19 strokes. The players played unbelievable. And then Aiden won it as an individual. He shot 2-under 68. So he won that event by he was medalist by 5 strokes.
Man, wow. That's you're right.
We were playing pretty we were focused.
Sounds good. And then and then maybe a note or two for us, Craig, on the regular season in which you guys won the NEC title.
This regular season was another great thing. We went 13-0. This is our third consecutive undefeated golf season. Right? I mean, the players, you know, we met as a team before the summer started, and we set out our goals. The goals were very simple and to the point. Play the best we can. Take care of the NEC, which we did, going 13-0, and then moving on to the States and finishing up with the state, you know, a good performance at the state championship.
You know, Craig, maybe just a note or two on a few of your players. So maybe I'm just got a kind of a general question. I mean, these numbers are fantastic. So how much golf do these guys play during the course of a year, and what is their what other golf background do they have to be able to present at this level come state championships?
I mean, they're playing all year round. I mean, I know I'm fortunate enough to get them for the fall golf season from end of August until Halloween pretty much, but they're playing from the beginning of spring right through the whole entire year. A good amount of the players on the team are all junior members at Beverly Golf and Tennis. So they're playing and practicing. They're playing in junior events all across Massachusetts. For example, even Aiden. Aiden's been playing all over the country. He got a chance to play in Bandon Dunes over the summer. He's usually going down and playing in the events down in Florida. the AIG, the Academy. I mean, he's put in his, but he's been doing it for years. And then the other players, they've been practicing. I mean, I would be at the golf course doing my camps because I run the junior golf camps over at Beverly. I would see them pull up, you know, give a little wave, and then they go out and play. I mean, they were out 2, 3, sometimes 4 times a week practicing and playing.
Well,
coach, you can't ask for anything more than that.
No, I mean, hey, these guys, they don't take a lot of swings out there because they're so good, so they can finish a round of golf pretty quickly, opposed to like somebody like myself if I wanted to play. Yeah,
me too. At this point, I've only played a handful of times this year myself.
So what does the future hold for these guys? What's up next for them after high school?
Well, we're graduating 7 seniors. I mean, obviously, academics is coming first for their priority, which it should be. They're looking at playing. They're looking at going to college. They're looking at going off to college. I know Aiden is looking to see what his options are for playing at the next level. I know some of my other players are still going to play the game. Obviously, I mean, this is the game you're going to play for the rest of your life, but they're looking for academics and possibly, you know, club teams. So, and these club teams now are just as competitive in some of these schools. So they're going to be still playing, but just moving on academically.
Interesting. So, Craig, one last thing. Share with us anything else I haven't asked you about that you think is important about Beverly Golf or anything about the golf team here in this 2022 season.
How much fun we had. I mean, it's been, I mean, I'm truly going to miss these seniors. Like, I mean, I could not ask for anything more than what they've done. I mean, to see how they have progressed as students, as student athletes, as golfers, as young men, you know, the progression over the last, I mean, I've had them for 4, 3, 2 in a year, years. You know, last year they were disappointed, as we were, not really fulfilling some of the goals that we wanted to, and how they were able to bottle that, learn from it, and kind of exceed expectations and kind of push it to the next level this year just showed you how they become young adults. And I mean, you can't ask for anything more than that.
No, absolutely. Well, Craig, congrats to you, to the team for a fantastic season, and best of luck to these guys moving forward. So thanks for sharing some time.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Yep. Craig Wiley, hang on the line, Craig. Craig Wiley, golf coach at Beverly High School here on MSONewsSports.com.